Ah, the holiday season. It's a time of joy and connection and, of course, gift giving. It's the most wonderful time of the year. But for us plant lovers, it's very high stakes. It's a high stakes moment because it's our opportunity to spread the magic of plant parenthood to people that we love who haven't gotten into plants yet. It's like handing over the keys to a brand new world of leafy, lush, wonderful joy. But, and this is a big but, plant friends, if we're not careful, that well-intentioned gift of a plant could turn into a ticking time bomb of wilting leaves and shattered dreams. And before you know it, your giftee is calling themselves a plant killer. And that is the last thing we want in this holiday season of joy. So let's talk about it. In today's episode, I'm here to help you avoid the classic plant gifting pitfalls and ensure that the gift of green brings nothing but joy, not dread, to you and your loved ones. So whether you're shopping for your green-thumbed relative, yourself, or a total plant newbie, I've got you covered in today's episode. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Growing Joy with Plants podcast, where we not only learn how to care for plants successfully, but how to simply and affordably use our plant babies to cultivate more joy in our lives by doing so. I'm Maria, former plant killer turned happy plant lady, author of Growing Joy, The Plant Lover's Guide to Cultivating Happiness, speaker, podcaster, and most importantly, your new best plant friend. On Growing Joy with Plants, you'll find conversations about houseplant care, gardening tutorials, and wellness through the lens of plants.
Plant care is self-care on Growing Joy.
Hello, plant friends. I'm Maria. I am your new best plant friend here to help you care for plants and grow joy. Welcome to the Growing Joy with Plants podcast. If you're new here and if you're a returning listener, welcome home. What an honor to be a part of your plant parenthood journey. And today's episode isn't just about your plant parenthood journey. It's about the journey of other people around you who you might want to instill your love of plants with. And, you know, not in the holiday season, it's kind of annoying sometimes for us to be talking about plants to our friends who aren't into plants. But the holidays gives us the opportunity through gifting. So I'm so thankful to Proven Winners Leaf Joy for partnering on this episode to go through the do's and don'ts of gifting plants in the holiday season. This is the 11th installment of the Growing Joy with Leaf Joy mini-series. If you don't know, Proven Winners Leaf Joy is growing some of the greatest houseplants on the market. I've got them all on my desk as we walk through different plant options for plant gifts that I'm going to walk you through. Make sure that you ask for Proven Winners Leaf Joy at your garden center. You can also go to provenwinners.com and find the local garden center near you that carries Proven Winners Leaf Joy, but I've been growing them for over a year and I am so happy with them. And I have to say, in particular, the Proven Winners Leaf Joy H2O line is the greatest gift. It is my most gifted thing that I've ever gifted this year. I always run to the garden center and pick up one or two. I have them at my house, or I will just run to Home Depot or the garden center, grab an H2O when I'm en route to a dinner party, for a hostess gift, for a condolence gift, for anything. The H2O line is amazing. It's low light tolerant, hardy plants grown in water. So you're not gifting someone like a pot full of soil. It's this really beautiful glass vessel with plants in it that are low light tolerant. If you don't know the lighting environment of whoever you're gifting, they're like super safe plants to start with. And they're basically no maintenance. You just refill the water when the water is down. So I love gifting the H2O line, but there's plenty of other gifting options that we can talk about in today's episode. I mean, if you're listening to this podcast, you know this already, but plants are the best gifts, obviously. Because they symbolize so many things. They symbolize growth. They symbolize care. They symbolize love. They symbolize connection. So why wouldn't you want to give something that symbolizes those things to your loved ones? And unlike typical presents, if you pick the right plant that will thrive for whoever you're gifting it to, plants will continue to thrive and evolve long after the holiday season is gone, bringing joy and beauty to the giftee month after month after month. And every time they look at the plant, they're going to think of you. How lovely is that? So plants aren't just an opportunity to gift plant parenthood to someone that you love, but it's also an interesting opportunity to stay connected to whoever you're gifting. Because if you give them the plant, I highly expect that that giftee might be texting you pictures of new leaves that they get from the plant. Or maybe if they do something wrong and they need to troubleshoot, they're going to text you. It's going to keep you connected. I know personally, and I know from personal experience, it's been a lovely way to stay connected with friends who I've gifted plants to in the past. So a planty gift is truly a gift that keeps on giving. Now, how do we ensure that it's the gift that keeps on giving and not the gift that makes the giftee feel like a plant killer? So a big issue with gifting plants, which I've run into personally, is not understanding the lighting environment and the lifestyle of whoever you're gifting a plant to, right? If you're gifting a plant as a hostess gift and it's like someone you don't really know or you've never been to their house before, if you're gifting it to a family member you've never been to their house before, or I don't know, there's a myriad of reasons why you might not know. Maybe you don't know their plant parent personality, right? You don't know if they're going to be engaging with the plant all the time or if they're going to only be watering the plant once a month. If you don't know those things, it's really hard to pick the right plant to gift to that person to ensure that that plant will fit into their lifestyle. Because if it doesn't fit into their lifestyle, it'll likely die, right? Because if this is a new plant parent and it's a plant that they received as a gift, they're not going to like reorient their whole lives around this plant. So an example, say you're gifting Jim a plant and Jim is a low maintenance plant person. He wants to water his plants like once a week, once every couple of weeks. Like he's pretty low maintenance and he has low light and you know that. So you gift him a fern, low light tolerant plant. We have tons of low light plants that went over on last month's installment of this mini series. Because he's only going to water that fern like every 2 weeks, that fern is probably going to shrivel up and die or at least have crispy brown leaves, right? But if you gave him a Dracaena, he'd be living his best life watering that plant once every couple of weeks, right? Or a snake plant. So it's all about understanding the personality type and the lighting environment. Now, this is once again, I'm probably going to talk about this LeafJoy H2O line so much, but like this is where that H2O line is so perfect because they're in water. So you only have to refill the water like whenever the water gets low. And usually that's like over a month. And they're low light tolerant. But in general, I'm going to recommend if you're gifting a plant to someone you don't know, go with low light tolerant options. Our last episode on the Growing Joy with LeafJoy series is a low light houseplant episode. So any of the plants that we talk about on last month's episode are great options. It's better to go with a low light tolerant option that tolerates high light than to give them a plant that needs high light like a ficus and then have them have low light and have all the leaves of that ficus drop off, right? That would not be a good situation. So starting with a low light plant gives you a great low entry point to success, a much higher success percentage than if you go with a harder to care for plant and a higher light plant. We're going to get into specific plants that I think would make great gifts. But before that, I want to go through how you can really make the gift super festive and not just like fork over a plant in a nursery pot, right? So there's a couple of really fun ways you can gift plants that have this really personalized, beautiful touch. Number one, and this is something I've done before and I'm doing again, is personalized terrariums. So personalized terrariums are so easy to do. I have a YouTube video where I walk you through how to make one if you're curious. In it, I made a terrarium for my sister-in-law who loves gnomes and she loves like gnomes and like fairy garden vibes. And she's a elementary school teacher. So I made a closed terrarium filled with terrarium plants themed around gnomes and fairy gardens. And I put mushrooms and like a little gnome bench and all sorts of really cute stuff. And it was this beautiful little miniaturization escape for her students if they needed to go just like chill out with the terrarium. And it was personalized for her, right? So you might hear my parakeet, Frankie, chirping in the background. I found this little plastic parakeet in a Michaels, like in the craft store. And I'm thinking about making a terrarium inspired by Frankie for my husband to bring to his work office. I think that would embarrass him. I don't know. I'm on the fence. Let me know on social media if you think I should do that. But I was thinking about making Billy a Frankie-themed terrarium. Proven Winners LeafJoy has a really lovely line of Fittonia. Fittonia are humidity-loving plants. They're perfect plants for terrariums. And they just came out with this incredible line of LeafJoy Littles. They're little like 2-inch pots of Fittonia in all sorts of different colors. And a lot of the Fittonia colors are pink. So I'm going to make a really beautiful terrarium that's filled with the different varieties of pink Fittonia for my Luna girl, for my sweet little Luna girl to put in her nursery. And I'll probably get some sort of moon, like a little half moon, like a plastic half moon, and put it in the center of all the plants because Luna, her name is Moon in Italian. But there's so many different routes that you could go. And that's what I love because personalizing a terrarium incorporates your love of plants and enables you to gift plants on such a personal level. And terrariums, super low maintenance, right? All they have to do is put them in a little bit of light. If they're closed, they never have to water them. If they're open, they have to water them like so rarely. So it's a great gift option. Also, if you have a design-based plant parent in your life, if you have someone who has like a drool-worthy home aesthetic, like they're all about their home aesthetic, a terrarium could be really cool. Like if you go to a thrift store, they have so many different glass vessels that are so gorgeous. You could thrift a really beautiful glass vessel and fill it just with green terrarium plants and have it be very simple. It doesn't need to be like themed if that would be too kitschy for whoever you're gifting it to. But you could just put beautiful moss, or Proven Winners Leaf Joy has the Fittonia with the white veining. Fill it with a few Fittonia. That's gorgeous. And it's living art that you would be gifting someone who might like art. You could say, okay, well, here's living art, right? So personalized terrariums, I think, are an amazing gift for the holiday season. Also, if you are a crafty person, gifting a plant in Kokedama is a really interesting and aesthetic way to gift a plant. If you don't know, Kokedama is this ancient art of wrapping the root ball of plants in moss and then securing it with fishing line or twine. It's really aesthetic. It's really whimsical. It's super beautiful. I have a YouTube video tutorial if you're interested in doing that, but you could create a Kokedama and then gift it to your friend. You can also hang Kokedama. So if you wanted to gift them like a hanging plant, that's a cool idea, but that's a very interesting kind of personalized thing that you could do to up level the plant that isn't just giving it in a nursery pot. You could also find a pot that is meaningful or in the aesthetic of your friend's home. You could paint a pot that you put a plant in. So there's tons of different ways that you could personalize your gift. I also have to say, I wrote a book called Growing Joy, The Plant Lover's Guide to Cultivating Happiness. It's a self-help book about how to live a happier life with plants. It would be the perfect accompaniment to a plant. So you could make like a whole gift basket inspired by the plant that you're giving, but you could put my book in there, Growing Joy. You could put a pot. You could put a thing of fertilizer. You could put plant accessories. You could put an aesthetic watering can, right? Like you could make a planty starter kit for someone that you're gifting. Another fun idea is to get seed paper and make your cards, your holiday cards on seed paper that people can then go ahead and plant. I will say I have tried to plant seed paper things that have been gifted to me. Sometimes they've been successful, sometimes they haven't, but it's a very cute idea. So you could make cards on seed paper, or if you're gifting a plant, you could write out the plant care instructions on seed paper, or you could make a really cute care card that's personalized for whoever you're gifting to, handwritten or on Canva. It's a free design app that you could use. And I think that's about that for like different ways you can elevate a planty gift, but there's tons of different ways you could do it, or just give them a plant. If that all sounds too confusing, just give them a plant and start spreading the planty joy. So let's go through a couple of different plants that I think make amazing giftable options. We're going to break it down based on plant parent personalities, hoping that you can ideally assess the personality of whoever you're giving them to. So if they're a mindful plant parent, you must give them my book, Growing Joy. But also, ferns. I'm having a love affair with ferns. I have found my passion for ferns. If you're a mindful plant parent, ferns are a great option. They're low light tolerant and they love to be watered. They don't like wet feet, but they like evenly moist soil. So a bird's nest fern I have found has been like the hardiest fern of all the different ferns that I've tried growing. Proven Winners Leaf Joy has several options. They have the Hurricane, which is this really cool, funky, it's kind of spunky plant. It's a bird's nest fern that has curled edges that are kind of in the cyclone design. They also have the Victoria, which is your classic like upright bird's nest fern. If you have a friend that's kind of spunky and kind of quirky, I would also say try giving them the twirly whirly fern that Proven Winners Leaf Joy has. That's a new one, but it's like super spunky. And I feel like you could put it in a cool pot and make it like a whole vibe. If you have a curious collector in your life, so say you're gifting a plant to someone who already has plants. So you're like, oh, they're a plant person. I want to give them a plant for the holiday, but I don't know what to give them. I am recently falling in love with this new variety of philodendron. It's called Prismacolor Splash Dash. It is like if the pink princess and the white wizard had a baby. So we all know a curious collector probably has a philodendron pink princess. It also probably has a philodendron white wizard. White wizard has the white variegation. Pink princess has the super pink leaves. This is kind of a hybrid of that. It has like pink on the stems. It will occasionally have a little bit of pink on the leaf. The variegation is absolutely glorious. It has white, cream, lime green, mint green, and dark green. It's such a beautiful plant. I'm so into it. And I think for a curious collector, that would be really fun. Also a design-based plant parent, if they really like variegated plants, like for their design aesthetic. But if you have a design-based plant parent, I think a terrarium could be really cool. or like a Monstera Adansonii or a cool Anthurium. I have a design-based plant parent would probably appreciate one big cool statement plant, and Proven Winter's Leafjoy has a lot of really cool Anthuriums. One in particular, the Brownie Eye, I'm obsessed with. It's so glorious. It has these huge, waxy, heart-shaped leaves, and it's getting taller by the minute. It's such a great plant. Highly recommend that. And it's giftable. And on the Anthurium side, it's much hardier than some of the other Anthuriums that I've had in my collection. If you're an urban farmer plant parent, if you're someone who likes to get a reward from the plants that you're growing, I would also highly encourage an Anthurium. Proven Winter's Leafjoy has the Anthurium Adrianum, the flamingo plant in their H2O line. It's almost always in bloom, or you could get the flamingo plant in a pot. Those plants put off these glorious, kind of iconic Anthurium flowers that come in every color known to man: white, red, pink, blush, orange. And I like that. I like the idea of having a plant that flowers pretty easily. You can cut the flower and put it in a flower arrangement, or just have a blooming plant in your collection. My flamingo plant flowers like all the freaking time, over and over and over again. I actually gifted a Anthurium in H2O to my brother-in-law, and he has it at his work from home office, and it is throwing off three new flowers right now. He's had it for 8 months and it keeps blooming. So I love that. And with low maintenance plant parents, I really think you can't go wrong. Like if you're really just shot in the dark, like not sure what to gift, go with a pothos, go with a philodendron, go with a dracaena, go with something that you know is really, really hardy, either in soil or in the Leafjoy H2O collection. I know, I'm sorry, guys. I feel like I keep saying it. They're such great gifts, but I'm only saying that because I've gifted them so much. I have this windowsill in my kitchen that has a bunch of Leafjoy H2Os on it. And I know that it's just my like gifting windowsill. So particularly for the holiday season, I know that I'll have all of these little H2Os ready for if we get a last minute invitation to a holiday party, or if I want to bring a little joy to someone I'm going to dinner with, I can bring a little H2O. I'm going to meet my husband's coworker today and I'm going to bring her an H2O pothos because I want to be nice to her and make a good first impression. So there's so many different amazing plants that you can gift for the holiday season. I highly encourage gifting them. Spread the joy. The world needs more plant people right now. Plant people are kind people and the world needs more kind people right now. Start them young. Gift plants to kids in your life. Gift plants to non-plant people in your life and seed moments of joy across the universe. And do it with Proven Winter's Leafjoy. Thank you so much for sponsoring this episode, Proven Winter's Leafjoy. They are making the best houseplants on the market. Incredible plant genetics, growing them in this high, really fancy, high-tech greenhouse. Look for that Proven Winter's Leafjoy tag when you go to the garden center. Ask for Proven Winter's Leafjoy. You can go to provenwinters.com and find the garden center near you that carries them. And like I said, any plant would become a great gift with my book, Growing Joy, The Plant Lover's Guide to Cultivating Happiness. It's a self-care book with 60 ways to live a happier life with plants. It's my love letter to plants. That and a plant would be an absolutely lovely gift. I highly recommend doing that. It'll be linked in the show notes, as will Proven Winters. I'm ready for the holiday season. I'm ready to gift plants to everybody I know this holiday season. I hope you are too. I got to go get my terrarium materials ready so I can make Luna's pink moon terrarium for her nursery. I'm so excited to do that. And I hope you have a couple of great ideas and that you continue to keep growing joy, my friends. Plant friend, thank you for tuning in today. It means so much to me that I get to be part of your planty journey. If you like what you heard, make sure you're subscribed to the show so you never miss an episode. We have so many incredible interviews and solo episodes on incredible houseplant and gardening topics that you will not want to miss this year. And while you're over there in the podcast player subscribing, why don't you click over to the review section of Growing Joy with Plants and leave us a review? Reviews are tremendously helpful for the growth of the podcast, so thanks in advance. If you're looking for more opportunities to grow as a plant parent with Growing Joy content, we've got so many options for you. First, I highly recommend you taking the Plant Parent Personality Test. It's free. It's super fun. It takes 3 minutes to complete. At the end of the test, you're going to get your plant parent personality profile and a curated list of plants, projects, and podcast episodes that are right up your alley, tailored just for you and your lifestyle, inspired by your results. The links are in the show notes. If you're looking to uplevel your plant parent game, I have so many free downloads on my website that I think could help you, like the Understanding Natural Light download or 9 different ways to green up your office space. If you'd like to support the show monetarily and help me bring the show to as many people as possible for free, you can head to our Patreon link in the show notes to learn more about our offerings. And finally, I invite you to come hang out with me and continue the planty conversation on social media, on Instagram and TikTok. I'm Growing Joy with Maria. My DMs are always open if you have requests for topics or ideas for the show. Thank you again for listening. It is truly my honor and delight to help you keep blooming and keep growing joy. Take plant friends, there is no one right starter plant. There, I said it. And you know what? While I'm at it, there are also no real plant killers in the world. There are just people who have not figured out their right plants for their lifestyle. This is why I created the free Plant Parent Personality Test, because Plant Friend, I want you to get thriving alongside your houseplants as quickly as possible. So I made this cutie little plant parent personality quiz that's totally free for you on my website to take the guesswork out of building your plant collection effortlessly and joyfully. After speaking to thousands of members in our community, I realized that there are about 5 key plant parent personalities, each one with their unique set of strengths, weaknesses, and a unique set of plants that thrive under their care. For example, a mindful plant parent, someone who wants to engage with their plants daily, use them in their morning routines. If someone gifted that plant parent a succulent and they watered it every day, that succulent would die immediately. However, that drought-resistant succulent is a perfect match for a low-key plant parent, which is someone who travels, has kids, is busy, doesn't have time to engage with their plants every day. They're looking to engage with their plants more like once a week or once every couple of weeks. In addition, obviously, to understanding your light and basic plant care that we provide on this podcast, Happy Plant Parenthood is all about discovering your personality and then picking the right houseplants to go with it. It's that simple. No more stressing over your collection. So what plant parent personality type are you, plant friend? All you got to do to find out is take my free quiz on my website and let me know. You can access it at growingjoywithmaria.com/personality. After taking the test, you'll get an email with a list of plants, podcast episodes, and planty projects that I think would light you specifically up like a full spectrum grow light. So once again, that's growingjoywithmaria.com/personality for your free plant parent personality test results.